What's up, podcast world? I'm Isaac.
And I'm Chris.
And we are the MMA Maniacs.
Today on this episode, we're talking about the results of UFC 235 and our opinions and predictions on the upcoming fight against Lewis and Dos Santos.
Oh my! He hurt him big time. He trapped it. It is all over.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
What is up, Isaac? Back in the studio. How you doing today, man?
Good, man. Freaking just excited to be here.
Killing it on everyday gym pass or what? Getting fat muscles?
Trying.
Are you hitting the gym every day?
Not anymore. I was a meathead for a little while. How about you, though? You're freaking...
Yeah, right, dude. I'm fucking got 300 pounds. 302 pounds I hit, dude.
I know, but you lost a lot of weight.
20 pounds so far. That's down to 282 or something.
That's what, 2 months?
No. Oh, yeah.
You said you started on
7 weeks? 7 weeks? 8 weeks? But
that's good, man.
I need to lose like 60 more. But yeah, dude. So how about that card? That UFC card, 235.
Underwhelming, but there was good fights.
I had high hopes for this fight, dude. Like too high. I think the main reason is because Ben Askren, but we could get to that fucking bullshit. But yeah, dude, let's just take it from what do you think about Zabit, dude?
I think he's a beat the fuck out of him. So in the first two rounds, I think he was just like clearly like outpacing him, outstriking him. I mean, it was clear. And then the last round, he doesn't show that killer instinct to me.
He slowed down a lot.
I mean, also too, it kind of shows that he's he can't take the pressure that he puts on. He can't take it.
Sure.
That's what I saw. I mean, there's probably going to be people that disagree, but that's what I saw.
What do you think about after the bell when they kept getting in a little scuffles after the bell, pushing each other and shit?
It's a fight, man.
I feel like it's like that with a lot of people, but then when the bell rings, the final bell, they're like hug it out and fucking kiss in the mouth.
What's it called? What was Travis Brown? Travis Brown's freaking coach, the head movement. Fucking Ronda Rousey's coach, Edmund Tarvinian.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, he got in a little scuffle with Fabricio Verdum. I just feel like these people get emotional. It's a fight, man. It's gonna happen. It's like the most intimate thing two people could do.
Pretty nuts. And that guy looks like he's 50, but he's like 26, 28,
fucking
27.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I like that he set the slaves free back in the day. Fucking Abraham Lincoln head looking ass.
Christian was like, dude, does that guy wrestle bears too? He's not on Khabib's team, is he?
No, he trains. He trains in New Jersey with with Eddie Alvarez.
East Coast cat?
Yeah, Eddie Alvarez, Frankie Edgar, Edson Barboza. Dude, he's a monster.
Damn, dude, he trains with some heavy hitters.
Yeah, so Mark Henry, I believe, is their main coach. He was telling, Brendan Schaub, years before, he's like, none of these guys can keep up with Zabit. Yeah. So this dude's a monster.
That guy is impressive. And his jiu-jitsu, too, is, dude, pretty surprising, surprisingly good.
Did you see that submission? His last fight is freaking...
Yeah, that thing was nuts. My freaking nuts would rip in half if he got me in that shit. I'm too big to be flexing that much. But, yeah, dude, I wanted to see a finish from him, but I'm glad to see that it went the way it did because he was never really tested that long. Did he finish all rounds? Well,
yeah, the fight before his last, I forgot the guy's name that he went... But he was actually – so going back to where I say he can't really take the pressure as much, he was winning the fight, clearly, and I forgot the dude's name. But he kept coming forward, and it became an exciting fight. I believe if the other dude had another couple rounds, he had a chance to finish him. That dude's just tough as nails.
Yeah.
I forgot the guy's name, man. But, yeah, it was the fight before his last fight.
Yeah, so, dude, I was so pissed, dude. You were over that night when the fights barely started, like the early prelims. I ordered it through the UFC app. I don't have a regular cable. I just use Wi-Fi.
Well, everyone does that now.
Yeah, but so I ordered the fight. It went through, and we were watching the regular prelims. And after you left, the main card was about to start. Dude, it kept saying no stream available. We missed pretty much most of Cody's fight. I was infuriated.
They've been fucking up. Oh my god, they freaking during the McGregor fight. When McGregor fought Mayweather, they had to refund a bunch of people because it didn't work the entire fight.
I think it was just because it's too overload. People buy it last minute and shit.
Maybe, but they got to get their shit together, man.
Yeah, I was pissed, dude. And he just pulled it up on fucking Reddit, and we saw the clips and everything from there. I am talking about Cody. We got it all figured out. Free. Reddit, so fuck UFC UFC Plus. I signed up for all that shit just to watch the fight.
But if anyone from UFC is watching, then you guys can sponsor us. but don't fuck you guys, yeah.
But yeah, talking about Cody, dude, I am so sad that he got knocked out. I think even though he got knocked out, though, he's a big draw, a big name, and I hope he bounces back, dude, because I like him, man, as a fighter.
The 35-pound division is stacked, though, man. Like, think about who just lost. It's freaking Aljamain Sterling just beat freaking the wrestler, dude.
Kurt Angle?
No. Yeah, Kurt Angle, 135. No, damn. Fuck, what's that dude's name? Other 135 that Aljamain Sterling just beat. Anyways, Aljamain Sterling is actually calling out Cody Garbrandt. He actually called him out after his last fight. So that would be a good fight I would see for him. But he needs to work on his getting too aggressive, man. He said he saw red and he's just going for the knockout.
Yeah, but I think he's too experienced. What is he, busting a fucking pico? Dude, like...
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, I feel like he's too... Two into the game. He's a huge name. He's too experienced to be. He gets too emotional, I think. And that's
exactly what it is.
That's a huge negative. Obviously, it is an emotional. It could be an emotional sport, but dude, if you lead with your emotion, then dude, you're fucked. And he always keeps that left hand down, dude. What the fuck is he doing?
It's like he loads up too heavy on his right, and people time it. I mean, because I swear I was calling it the entire time. Every time I was like, dude, he's gonna get TJ Dillashaw again. He's gonna get TJ Dillashaw again. And then, yep, boom.
Wouldn't you think his camp would work on that with him? What were they doing?
So Justin Buchholz is actually saying that he thinks that he's kind of peaked with this camp.
So it's on a decline, you think?
I believe so. I mean, who do you see that's freaking killing it from Alpha Male right now?
Uriah Faber, when he was doing the open workout, he was killing it. Yeah. With fucking Sage. Dude.
Sage North butt chin.
Yeah. Team Alpha Male, yeah. Who do they have? No one I know. I barely even know about this shit.
Andre Philly, freaking... He won his last fight, but... I think it's only going to take them so far. But, I mean, he did win the title with them, so... I mean... They are better than freaking 99% of the...
The question is, do you think he could bounce back, or does he have potential
he's only
champion?
28.
He is young, but dude, if you get knocked out that many times, is your jaw gone? Is your brain gone? Like, you can only get rattled like that so many times, and it's been 3 times in a row, dude. That's fucking dangerous shit.
I think he could bounce back. He just has to work so much. He needs to work on his head movement, more kicks... Being more mobile, I believe. Like, I mean, he's mobile as fuck, but he's not really defensive. He goes forward the entire time. Like,
yeah, that left is killing him, bro. He needs to figure it out. Cause at least, did you see him after parting with all those bitches? I was like, damn, he doesn't give a fuck. He's living the dream.
Best life.
I like too in the post fight press conference. Someone asked about Cody, like, where does he stand? And Dana White came back with a sick answer. He's like, oh, yeah, he is $50,000 because he won the fucking fight of the night. That's where he stands. Yeah, super good fight. I'm super sad that he didn't get the W, but, dude, hopefully he could bounce back.
I would just hate for him to go down like a Chuck Liddell, man, where he just lost all of his last fights by knockout.
Yeah, that'd be terrible for him. And he's a young cat, so I hope he does work on some head movement because getting that rock too many times like that, dude, can't be good for your head, for health and like future and shit.
He's looking like Ronda Rousey.
Damn, dude. Remember? Who said it? Joe Rogan's like, she's the best striking I've ever seen. And then they show that video of Demetrius. It's the fucking funniest thing ever.
It's like a fucking 3-year-old hitting a piñata.
Dude, she got knocked out twice and quit. God damn. Well, she made a move that's best for her, I guess. WWE, right? Mm-hmm. Still making millions. Mm. But anyway, so that's that. I mean, that was overall good fight. I'm glad he got some extra cash, yeah, though.
There was a snooze fest between fucking the Asian chick, Zhang, and then...
what's her name?
Something Zhang, I don't know.
Her name is... It's hard to pronounce. Weili Zhang. Torres.
Yeah,
Weili Zhang.
Weili Zhang, yeah.
Yeah, Chinese mixed martial artist from China. Reigosu! She fought that freaking mini rhino, bro. She looked like a little rhinoceros, dog. What was her name?
Tisha.
She had a weird. Yeah, she has a weird name.
Tisha Torres.
Tisha Torres.
T.S. Torres.
Damn, America. America versus China. America goes down, dude.
Fucking, well, cause China. I don't know. There's fucking better, dog. They own us right now.
They own us, damn. But that. Weili Zhang or whatever, they were both beasts, dude.
They not the biggest fucking girls in that division,
dude. They're thick, like thick. I don't mean thick like hourglass thick. I mean thick like me thick.
No,
they're stocky. They're, swole, they're stocky. Yeah, they're definitely.
Tisha Torres. I mean, she's a mini bulldog, but freaking out, like the Weili Zhang. She's lean. She's tall, but her shoulders, man.
Strong, dude. She's super strong.
See when she turned her like nothing?
Dude, she had super good takedowns in that fight, too.
Yeah, she's a beast.
I like how she even said that she wanted to be friends after. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that
and
was sick.
She wanted to train. I was like, fuck, that was sick, yeah, that's fuck, yeah. Dope. She'll probably need a translator with her 24/7, yeah, when they're fighting, but whatever, at least.
She probably doesn't understand that she's freaking lesbian, too.
Is she?
Tisha Torres, she's with...
Oh, Tisha Torres, yeah,
with,
but...
Rocky, what's her name?
No, I was talking about
Raquel Pennington.
The Zhang. They'll kill her over there, dude. No, I don't know if they will. I just talking
I don't
shit.
Know about China.
Yeah.
I just know she trying to become friends.
I said she trying to become friends. nice pun in there. Dude, so let's talk about the fight that got me super pumped up for this UFC card, bro.
It just killed the night, though.
Dude, no, you know what killed the night? Herb Dean, that fucking... rookie ass mistake, dude.
The goat.
I went straight to his Instagram to talk shit to him, dude. You know what happened when I pushed the comment button? Comments are limited. And I was pissed.
Well, he knew he was gonna get hate then.
He probably pulled his phone right after and did it. So obviously it was Ben Askren's debut, and he went up against the old champion Robbie Lawler, mm-hmm, who I was rooting for. shooting for. I was gonna kill him. But dude, they were showing clips before that of both of their highlights, or Robbie's highlights, and remember that split he got on his lip?
Dude,
holy,
that was the most amazing fight till this day, one of the most amazing
dude,
fights I've ever
and
seen.
He was yelling, he gave no fucks, but I was so stoked to see
Rory McDonald before that was on this incline where he was supposed to be the next champ, like he was supposed to be and Robbie Lawler broke him, man.
Yeah, that's Lawler's a beast.
I love Robbie Lawler. That's why it's like you kind of have to give him he's too tough. Like he won't go out like that. And especially I hated that Herb Dean stopped it when he moved his hand. He didn't even check to see if it fell or anything. He just wiggled his hand and wasn't even like that right away. He put his thumb up and he didn't even check.
Yeah, so obviously that fight was exciting for the first couple of minutes. Fucking Lawler was he killed
head.
Ben Askren. He killed him. You got to give credit, as much as it hurts me to say, to Ben Askren, because he is tough as nails for bouncing back. I wish people were talking about Herb Dean stopping the fight when he was knocking out Ben Askren rather than the other way around. I'm kind of pissed off about that. But what makes me not so angry is that Robbie was like, what the fuck, right when he got out. But then he was like, you know what, man, people make mistakes. And Herb Dean was like, oh, I thought you
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, dude, I mean, in the heat of the moment, you don't know. The refs are there to help and save the fighters, and he thought he did the right thing, which you fucking didn't, you bitch. But Robbie Lawler was cool about it. So when
the fight was going on and I seen his arm drop, because his arm did drop, It dropped like it went limp.
Yeah, but you can't do anything in that moment.
Yeah, see, but the way his arm dropped, even I thought he went out. But because I seen the replay and obviously he didn't go out, that's when I changed my tune. But when he stopped the fight and I seen his arm drop, I thought it was a good stop up until he got up. Like, what the fuck are you doing? That's when I knew. I was like, fuck, he stopped early. But yeah. I thought he was out when he dropped his arm.
Yeah. And it's tough too, just watching it like on TV, because you hear the announcers. Joe Rogan gets excited, dude. All of those guys they're like, he's out. And it's like, bitch, let the fucking fight. Like, well, obviously they get they're the announcers. They're there to make it exciting and they're fans themselves. But I was just like, no, he's out. What the fuck? But then when he broke it up, he wasn't out. I was like, what the fuck?
So yeah, that's same as me. Same here.
Yeah, I was, dude.
I just think it's messed up that Askren's saying he doesn't want to give him a rematch. He thinks there's no need for it. It's like, dude, it was obviously a bad stoppage.
Oh my God. He said, it's not my fault to call the fights. Obvious fucking lead, stupid curly headed fuck. I was so mad. But Dana said, we're going to work on getting the rematch. So
I think it's one of those ones that it has to happen, because the way he got demolished so bad in the early going, it's almost like that dropped his stock. He literally gained no traction in the UFC. He literally gained no steam in the UFC.
And the way he responds, it's negative. He said, dude, just his voice, bro. He comes out too confident. It's like, dude, with a performance like that, you're talking like you've...
It's kind of
like earn that win, yeah. Like, dude,
it's kind of Chael Sonnen esque. Like, it reminds me a little bit of I mean, they're buddies.
He is a Chael Sonnen Jr. talking shit and thinking he's good. Goddamn, Joe Rogan like advocated for this guy so much, and to see a performance like that,
you know, even I was high on him too, just because the way he usually like rides people, man. He
Did you see how fucking flabby that guy is? Of course he's probably so heavy, heavier than he even looks, bro.
Yeah,
that he could just lean on you like Usman was doing Tyron Woodley on him. That's why they say he's the best wrestler, not the best striker, because he just fucking lays on your ass.
And yeah, you know what? I think if he's not gonna last undefeated very long, I don't believe.
Of course not.
I mean, his striking looked. Oh my God, there was no striking.
No striking. Did he throw one punch in that fight? I don't think so. I need to look back. But I hope they run it back. I hope Lawler, if he gets that opportunity, capitalizes and finishes him. So
yeah, he looked like he was going to finish him. I thought he was. I mean, and next time he's going to play it so much safer, because I felt like he kind of blew his load a little bit too. Like when they got up from the first initial takedown, then he was pounding on his face a little bit.
Damn, I think
he got up. Did you see that when he went against the cage and he's kind of like letting
him grab him? He was I think
that's what I think put him in that bad position.
Do you think he got winded a little bit?
I think he did.
Fuck.
He looked good though. He looked physical. That was the best physically I've ever seen him, man.
Yeah, he looked
at least recent years, man. Like since he's been back in the UFC, it's the best I've ever seen him.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. Damn, that fight's depressing, but. Anyway, let's talk about the incredible, but disappointing, not disappointing, Usman. Incredible performance by Usman, dude. I was depressed because it's depressing to me because I was against Woodley for so long because it felt like he just complained a lot, dude, about everything, about Dana, about the UFC, about him, them not like promoting him that much, which I don't think they did because he's not a big shit talker and... But
he's boring outside the cage, and to be honest, his championship reign wasn't so exciting.
Yeah, So, I mean, I felt some type of way about him, but when he came out and finished Till the way he did,
yeah,
I was like, damn, dude, this...
He can do that to anybody.
Yeah, he's a fucking killer. Till was obviously the, like the kind of wanted to make him the next Conor pretty much, but...
Yeah, I thought he was going to be. He could have been the... like, if he would have beat Usman, at least, like, in, like, the way he did the other fight, I mean, like, against Darren Till, against freaking, like, Josh Koscheck.
Oh, that knockout was sick.
He would have been up there in the greatest of all time of welterweights talk.
So, do you think he's not because of what happened?
Well, because GSP is still...
Well, obviously, it would be...
I think it's GSP, but... Matt Hughes, and then him. Just because Matt Hughes is like the OG, and he did have like 9 title defenses. He's freaking, he was a monster.
Yeah, and, he was.
But yeah, and I put Tyron Woodley right after him, but he's a monster, man. I still think he's gonna bounce back, but because he was such a small, like, he didn't bring so much pay per views and bring so much attention to like the general public.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna make it hard for him to come back.
And that's what it is with the UFC. Like,
that's all they're looking for. Looking for a number. I mean, I don't blame them. Do they freaking bought the UFC for what, freaking $4 billion?
Yeah, that's nuts. Dana's living the dream, huh? Still getting paid as the president.
Kobe Covington catches him on camera with the side bitch.
I need to rewatch that because right when he saw, he smiled and he was like, dude, no, the girl, stop recording.
Yeah, the girl's smiling and she gets up all awkward and like, okay, like.
Damn, dude.
Hey, but I heard he's not even with his wife anymore. So, hey, so more power to him. He got $300 some million in the bank, probably.
Probably more than that.
I think his share was worth 300. I don't know. Anyways, but yeah, like, he's got that much money.
Who do you think's richer, him or Conor?
Oh, him. Way more.
Way more? After he got that $100 million for that Mayweather fight, plus the proper?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I mean, in a few years, Conor, I think.
Close.
Yeah, I think in a few years, Conor.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the fight. Usman, dude. He's
amazing, dude.
I didn't know he was that good, honestly.
I thought Tyron Woodley was going to have enough wrestling to keep it on the feet. That's what I thought.
He took his...
But he looked out of it, though.
He looked like he said it perfect. He felt like he was in a bad dream. There are some times when if you play a sport, if you do music, you're not always going to have the best performance, no matter how hard you train, no matter how hard you practice. I think this fight, it just got away from him, dude. He wasn't in the zone.
I think in the first round, he tired out his arms, to be honest. Because remember, he tried going for that guillotine?
That's all he kept trying to do.
And he ended up in the wrong spot. So when he took him down, he ended up in his half guard. But still, it was...
Oh, yeah.
But it was
on the wrong side.
It was on the wrong side, exactly. Yeah. And he was still squeezing. That's the thing. He still kept that position. It's like, you're obviously not going to get it. Especially as good as Kamaru Usman is, he's undefeated too. Like, you know he's going to freaking get out of it.
And he's a black belt. So do you think he would know that?
And he's a champ. He's a veteran, dude. Of course I think he'd know that. I think he just, something mentally blocked him.
Yeah.
And to be honest, he didn't look as like cut up, as conditioned as he usually does.
Yeah, he was weird. He was acting a little weird.
I hope he bounces back. I like him. He's a...
Yeah, I like him too.
I mean...
How happy is Dana, dude? How happy is Dana?
Oh, he freaking... He probably jacked off right after, to be honest. He's probably jacking off during the fight.
He's probably like, yes. Dude, Usman though?
I'm about to come. Moro Usman.
When the ref would break them up, like when they would be fucking touching each other's butts too long on the floor, Usman was there, dude, ready to rock. I was like, dude, this guy's
those were dumbass.
They were weird
too, because he was active on top too.
Yeah, they were weird. Definitely they were weird.
Stupid freaking. And when he had him in the clinch against the cage, dude, he was landing punches and he was landing knees, punches. He was doing a lot.
Dude, those punches.
You know what? Wasn't even did show that he was a. He has a good chin now. Like, he could take a punch, man, because those are some heavy ass punches. He
threw some good elbows too. Usman threw some, hit him with some pretty bombs.
In that third round, it was third or fourth, but yeah, he could have finished him, but props to freaking Tyron Woodley, man. He stuck it out, showed the heart of an actual champion.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that we posted today on our Instagram, if you're not following us, go check us out on IG at MMA.EX.
Yeah. MMA Maniacs, but it's MMA.NICS.
ACS. Yeah. That was fucking confusing.
But
follow us on IG and you could see different shit we post. But something that was super crazy, super emotional. Usman backstage and Tyron Woodley's mom giving them a hug, telling them that it's his time.
Literally, that video gave me chills.
How crazy is that?
I loved it. It was like so humbling, kind of like you even put Kamaru Usman like
in tears.
Yeah, made him cry. Like it was, I loved it. It was so nice. It was sick. If you guys didn't see it, it's basically her just congratulating Usman on beating her son, but like. She's just telling him it's not his time anymore. It's your time. Yeah. And make sure you're ready because people are going to be after you. Like,
including him, probably.
Yeah. And I think, well, not immediate rematch, though.
Not immediate.
I mean, he wants it, but he's not going to get it because how dominating it was. I've never seen someone get dominated that bad in a title fight.
Dude, his like takedown defense was like, they said 97% or some shit. He just raped that.
He had the best takedown defense in UFC history in any weight division. That's amazing. I'm happy for Usman though. I hope he beats the fuck out of freaking Colby Covington.
Oh my god. I hope he shits on that fucking MAGA hat and puts it on his head, dude. Puts it on Colby's head.
So he has some funny videos of him and the girls, but
does he really? I don't watch him.
A lot of it's cringy.
Super cringy,
but you know they fight the same way. They fight real push forward wrestling. Yeah. But Kamaru Usman, I believe he's so much stronger. He's and so his, much bigger,
dude,
too.
Dude, that cardio, bro. Yeah. His cardio,
he could have won
in
freaking 3-4 rounds, probably. Like he was.
I'd put money on him over Colby just because I hate Colby so much.
I'll put 60,000 on it. Do I have 60,000?
Maybe not, but I'd still put it. Oh fuck, what about that main event?
John Bones, man, freaking the goat.
The Pico goat. Dude,
the Pico goat.
Dude, I'm kind of disappointed in fucking Smith, dude, for I feel like if you get that opportunity, dude, give it everything you got,
go
bro.
Go for a knockout, man.
Do whatever it takes, and he was just coasting. A defensive fighter.
Yeah, he did enough just to survive.
Yeah.
He wasn't fighting to win the fight. He was fighting just to survive the five rounds. That's what I thought. Because the parts where they're on the ground, he's sitting there curled up on his fucking, like sitting down. He's a, like there was literally nothing, like he's literally curled up in a ball pretty much. And he's just looking for any way to survive. I mean, I don't know. There's ways to freaking, To go for shit, man.
Yeah, nobody.
But I do like that when he got kneed in the head when he was on the ground. Uh-huh. He could have taken the W.
He could have taken it, but he's,
I respect him
fucking
so much.
Yes, he's such a warrior that he said, "I'm not gonna win like that, dude." That takes balls. Yeah. That takes guts. But nobody, not Smith, not anybody, will beat John Jones the way they fought.
You know who's scary for him? Is that freaking Johnny Walker, man.
Who's that?
That freaking 6'6 Brazilian, the one that freaking won by flying knee in 36 seconds. Dude, that dude's amazing. Hammers. The only way he freaking got hurt was at his celebration.
What a fucking retard.
I love that dude, though. Oh, my God. I love that dude so much. In his post-fight interview, he meant to say, "I'm going to Disneyland."
What
he said,
say?
"I love Mickey Mouse." Dude, but he's so good. Like, I don't care about his interview after. It's like, you know, just don't interview him after. Just show his highlights all day. Like,
I'm surprised.
Dude, he's 6'6", too. That's why people can't get away from Jones, because they're a lot shorter. They have a shorter reach. This guy's 80. He has 82-inch reach. John Jones has 84.2. So it's basically the same.
Yeah, almost close. So that makes it, that maybe a couple inches makes a big difference, but that guy's a heavy hitter, dude.
Yeah.
And that flying knee shows like he could be an all-around fighter. Yeah, for sure. But, dude, maybe. We'll see what's up. Freaking Dana like that guy.
So, I love him. He got 50 G's, too.
Yeah, if you're on Dana's good side, bro, you'll get the fights. So
I hope they give him a steady rise, though. I want him to fight.
Couple Glover, guys before.
Glover Teixeira would be a good one. Alir Latifi.
But how many more years do you think Jones really has, like, to be in
a
his
lot?
Prime?
He's only 31, 32.
Yeah, but even that fight, he didn't look the greatest. He beat him, obviously.
He did,
but
though, to me. His kicks, his striking arsenal looked way better than
I was
I've
surprised
ever seen.
That he didn't do that many, those knee kicks.
Yeah, you know what?
He didn't do that many of this fight.
I was calling
pretty
for
surprised.
Those, too. But
he started doing them in the later rounds a little bit more, but I was surprised.
He showed a lot more head kicks to me.
Yeah.
Like that freaking fast-ass axe kick he
dude,
missed.
Dude, those are sick kicks.
He missed it, but still,
dude,
man.
Those kicks to the stomach, bro. Yeah. I'd say, like, can you stop doing that to me? Because that hurts. Yeah. Dude, that shit probably hurts so fucking bad.
I would tell the ref, you know what? Like, is that fucking shit legal?
Is that toenail slash legal, bro? Because that shit's hurting my belly.
Yeah, he's freaking... I think Johnny Walker's going to be a problem in the division, 100%.
Yeah. Dude,
but Jones is going to run the UFC for a little bit, man.
The celebration was retarded, but you think Jones will get that DC fight?
No, I think DC's looking for one more fight, to be honest.
Who, Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar.
Dude, Brock Lesnar even post, gonna fight?
You see his? Yeah, he's still in the testing pool. And did you see his latest video of him wrestling?
No.
He
in
looks,
WWE fucking
no,
ladder
in,
match?
No, in an actual wrestling room. I'm not sure which college or whatever it was, but he was actually in a wrestling room. He's wearing a t-shirt with the cutoff. It's a cutoff t-shirt. And he looked a lot smaller, man.
Did he?
A lot smaller. He's not that UFC 200 freaking on that Tyrannobull freaking.
His neck was like
clubbuterol.
This? You couldn't even. Dude, if you got him in a guillotine, he was. Rear naked choke, he'd probably be like this.
He'd just laugh. Yeah, he'd be fucking.
That neck is.
He's like, what is you, stupid?
That neck's bigger than my neck, dude, and I have a pretty big neck. Look at that
shit. He has a bigger neck than that white neck.
Dude, how do those guys go viral for being so ugly? I'm an ugly guy, bro. Make me viral. What do I have to do? Show my fucking small dick and make people laugh or what? So, yeah, that UFC to me, UFC 235, I hyped it up. It's like you watch a movie. You hype up a movie so much and then it's not that good when you see it.
Yeah.
People will probably say that was such a good UFC, which, I mean, it was okay. But just, dude, that Herb Dean mix-up, when something happens like that, that just turns me off, bro. I was
it
laying
literally
on,
pissed me off all night.
Yeah, I was, and I'm sure a lot of other people felt the way. Some people were like, that was a good call. I wanted to be like, dude, yeah, what are you talking about? Like,
I'm not going to say who, but someone watching the fight with, they really believe that it was a good stoppage, and they didn't see Robbie Lawler trying it all.
I'm glad I don't see the fight at your house, because I'd probably punch that guy in the mouth. But
No, you wouldn't.
Who is it, your dad? Don't say. I love your dad. I miss that guy. I seen him at Burrito Truck a long time ago, and I'm like, dude, don't make fun of me, dude. I know I'm chubbier now. He's like, dude, what happened? I said,
he said that.
I said, nothing. I fucking like food, bro. I'm married. I'm like practically married. I have two kids. I'm living the dream, bro. I'm fucking trying to live your dream. I'm trying to be like you. I love your dad, dude.
Oh, yeah. My pops is freaking.
Remember he whooped my ass at one time? I wrestled him?
Damn, that's right.
He picked me up by my belt and fucking.
That was right. I remember that shit.
Body slammed my ass.
Legal in the UFC. Debatable.
I was like, I'll take you on, dude. He showed no mercy. I was a 16-year-old kid, dude. And
those were the days, though, when we freaking first started watching UFC.
Yeah.
And we'd have, I remember UFC 79, Nemesis. I remember that shit.
You guys
it
were.
It was a Matt Hughes when he, the third fight with George St. Pierre. He lost by arm, or was it armbar? Yeah, I believe it was armbar. And then Chuck Liddell versus Vanderlei Silva.
Damn.
And we had wrestling matches in that.
Those are crazy. Who would I wrestle?
Did you wrestle that night?
I wrestled Shane once. I wrestled Jordan a few times.
I wrestled Jordan that night.
Jordan would be good fights. I know he beat me once for sure by squishing my face against his chest, and I was like, I can't get out of this.
Like freaking Diego Sanchez.
Yeah, I hated it. I was mad.
Diego Sanchez versus fucking Mickey Gall.
Good fight.
I mean, I loved it. I love how freaking... Well, Mickey Gall called him out, and he basically thought he was going to run through him, and that's his stepping stone. Like,
yeah.
Because Diego Sanchez has been through some, a lot of, like, through some bad fights pretty recently. Yeah. He won his last fight before this, too, but he was on, like, a, to me, I thought he should just retire, man. I still think he should retire.
What do you think about that bite mark, though?
Mickey Gall's
bitch move?
Super bitch ass, man. Even Mickey Gall's after trying to say, like, I don't remember biting you, I was too tired, blah blah blah. But
you weren't too tired to try to fucking suck on his boobies.
That's just a asshole bitch move, man. He said he was eye gouging him too, and like freaking fish hooking or whatever. That's a that's bullshit to me. That's
That was crazy. I'm glad he made a video right after, but yeah. Could that be faked? Can you do it after the fact?
I don't think so.
But what would be the... Diego, I think it could be done, but what would be the point of doing that?
Yeah, Diego Sanchez, he's a warrior, man. He's one of those dudes that he didn't complain about. He says, like, I didn't complain during the fight, but I just beat his ass for doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's true. I think the way he was emotional after, too, to me, it showed that he was really angry about it.
Yeah, for sure.
How about this weekend's card, though?
What is this going to be? Fight night?
Hey.
Is this fight free?
Yeah. Free on ESPN fight? Plus. Yeah. Fuck so, no. ESPN you pay Plus. $5 a month for that shit. But
dude, I freaking canceled that right after I couldn't get the UFC 235. I was like, dude, forget all this. I ain't trying to do it. Derek Lewis, dude. I hate that guy, dude.
I mean, unless you want to come on.
Come on. I just don't like... Dude, I feel like he gets so lucky with that shot at the end. Every time.
I swear, during UFC 229 when he fought that a tall ass freaking Russian dude.
Oh, Volk.
Yeah, something like that. Volkov. Wait, is Volkov? Alexander Volkov? Something like that.
Yeah, something like
Volkov,
that.
Volkov. Yeah, but he he was losing that entire fight bad.
Losing.
Like, I think Derek Lewis had landed like. Literally what I've seen, maybe like 4 or 5 punches before that. And just slow. He looks slow. His bow-legged ass feet freaking barely moving too. I thought he was going to get... I thought he should have retired. He should have got cut or whatever. Like, I was tired of seeing him. And then he landed that bomb. I was...
That lit a fire under your butthole?
I screamed, dude.
Oh my God. I freaking,
you know what? Just because how much of a comeback it was.
Just because that guy's a funny Instagram doesn't make him fucking good.
No, exactly. No, that one fight, I was excited for him, that one fight. And then he says, oh, I'm not ready for a title shot. You see me? My balls was hot.
So. My balls was... Joe Rogan loves that guy so much, dude.
I thought it was funny. I liked it.
They even made shirts of him with saying that.
He did. He's trying to cash out on my balls was hot. Sure.
He knows what to do.
No, they're freaking... But I didn't agree with him getting that title shot at all. I know they're trying to save the next card, 230.
That was
ridiculous. It just shows you, man, like where he's at in the UFC. I think he's going to be a journeyman. He's going to be one of those guys that's like...
Coasting pretty much?
Yeah, he'll make a lot of money with the UFC. I think he has already. But he'll never be champ.
How about him with the fight when he fought a... What's his name?
Ngannou,
yeah.
I was there for that shit, and I freaking fell asleep. That was the biggest knockout in UFC history. You want to know why? Because he made everyone in the arena fall asleep. Like,
I was thinking, they didn't even throw a punch. Who got knocked out? It makes sense. All the fans did.
I believed that fight was going to be freaking fireworks. Oh, my
God. Dude, I thought it was going to be bombs all night.
I thought one of them was going to get knocked out for sure.
I think girl fights are better than that fight.
Dude, I've had dreams that are better than that shit. Dude, I remember my dreams.
That's just so crazy. I don't remember my dreams. That shit was embarrassing. It was the least thrown punches ever in a UFC heavyweight fight in history. What got me mad was after he was like, I don't think it was that bad. After that, he said that. I was like, dude, get out of here.
It's like, where were you fucking watching that shit? No, you know what? I met him after that fight, too. And we just told him, like, congrats on the win. We didn't try to bullshit nothing. We said, congrats on the win. Like, we're happy for you. And he's like, you know what? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, my back was messed up. I would have done more. So he didn't he knew it wasn't like the most exciting fight.
Yeah. But, hopefully.
Speaking of Ngannou, though, who's next for him, dude?
If Brock Who can he fight? Dude, well, do you think they're going to...
Well, I'm saying if Brock gets DC, which Dana White's saying that's it, like he owes it to I believe if anybody
deserves... He owes DC?
If anybody deserves a money fight, it's DC.
Yeah.
If anybody does, it's him.
Who can he fight that's top five? Or
I think the winner out of this fight, because, I mean if Derek Lewis wins, I don't want to see that rematch, but...
I don't want to see Derek Lewis, period, really.
Yeah. Well, but
to be honest, I don't know.
To be honest, I think he's going to lose to... Because my pick is going to be freaking Junior Sagano Dos Santos. I think he's going to kill him.
Yeah.
His boxing is too crisp. He's too powerful.
That's the thing. We'll never know until it happens. Because all my picks for this UFC that just passed was crushed. And I was depressed all night.
Well, you got... John Jones.
Well, yeah, Jones only. Fucking everyone knows he's going to win. That doesn't count. But everyone else, dude, goddamn. Anyway, you're going to catch that fight this weekend?
Yeah.
I'll probably see.
I have ESPN too. Plus. So
I know how.
I know you canceled yours.
I canceled the same day and got my $60 back.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I canceled online because they took forever.
Cool. So thanks for the free UFC.
I know. Thanks, Reddit, for coming through. I had to click freaking like 20 different links because it's all crapped out. But anyway, dude, hopefully more fights are going to come soon. Hopefully bring you more podcasts. And do you have anything else to add?
No, man. It's freaking... I'm just excited to freaking see where this podcast takes us. I mean, even if we're not doing it for anything, it's just our passion, you know?
Yeah, this is the beginning of something hopefully that... grows into a bigger hobby of ours, and hopefully you guys listen and enjoy. But thanks for whoever's listening now, the whole me and you. We'll probably run it back and listen.
And it's like, we're not doing it for that.
It's
been a passion of ours. We've always talked about it. It's like, why not just freaking make something of it?
Yeah, obviously you guys know more than me, but I'm just here for the beer and the fun and the fights. I like some fights. Well, but cheers,
let's
man.
Let's sign off then.
Yep, we'll see you guys next time. Later.